Australia Day 2017 Award Winners. Kardinia Shire Council's Australia Day 2017 Award Winners were announced and presented with their awards at the Australia Day 2017 Awards and Citizenship event at the Kardinia Cultural Centre in Pakenham. Kardinia Shire Mayor, Councillor Brett Owen, congratulated the winners and nominees and thanked them all for their many contributions and ongoing commitment to the communities they love and serve. We live in the lucky country, and indeed, this is true for Kardinia Shire. It takes people of all ages and backgrounds to bring the diverse wealth of knowledge, experience, and enthusiasm that makes our community such a welcoming and wonderful place to live and work, Councillor Owen said. Certainly, our Australia Day Award nominees have all made invaluable contributions to our community. The Australia Day Awards each year are just one way we can all gather to recognise their efforts and thank them for their commitment. Councillor Owen also welcomed 97 new Australian citizens living in Kardinia Shire. Today, we also welcome our newest citizens. Thank you to each new citizen for choosing Kardinia Shire to be your home and for the contribution you will make and have already made to our community. Families from across Kardinia Shire celebrated Australia Day at free events in Bunyip, Cockatoo, Kooyarrup, Pakenham and across the Kardinia Shire seasonal pools. Picture caption. Mayor Councillor Brett Owen, Federal Member for Bass, Brian Painter, members of Kardinia Relay for Life and Federal Member for Latrobe, Jason Wood. End caption. Community Event of the Year. Kardinia Relay for Life. Since 2013, Relay for Life events in Kardinia Shire have raised more than $315,000 towards the Cancer Council's research, prevention and support services. The event has continued to grow in support, engagement and funding year on year. With $113,469 raised in 2016, which is more than $30,000 higher than the previous year. The funds are spent across Victoria and benefit the 300-plus Kardinia Shire residents diagnosed with cancer each year. The event brings together passionate and dedicated volunteers, impacted families and community members for a day of shared support, entertainment and hope for a brighter future. Citizen of the Year. Wayne Collins. Since establishing the Emerald Centre for Youth and Outreach, ECHO, more than 30 years ago, Wayne Collins has dedicated himself to improving the lives of others through developing and delivering youth programs, effective disaster relief support services, and programs designed to strengthen family life. Many of the programs Wayne has founded have been commended at a state and national level, and used as a blueprint for rolling out similar programs more widely. Wayne volunteers 7 days per week and is a regular speaker at emergency planning and resilience forums. Even in retirement, Wayne continues to head up ECHO's emergency services team. Senior Citizen of the Year, Michael Allery. For more than 30 years, Michael Allery has combined his trades knowledge and skills with his passion for helping others to significantly improve the lives, confidence, resilience and prospects of those impacted by disasters or disadvantage. In both his paid employment and volunteer work, Michael helped youth obtain trade skills at Emerald Secondary College, promoted tourism, participated in U3A and coordinated the Emerald Men's Shed for almost a decade. Through his involvement in the Men's Shed, Michael has assisted many local groups, including SES, RSL, Fernley House, NHP Museum, as well as helping those who had lost everything in the Black Wednesday and Black Saturday bushfire disasters. Young Citizen of the Year, Emily Bloksich. At just 16 years of age, Emily Bloksich has already accomplished so much, from working toward a Duke of Edinburgh Award and winning an Australian Scout Medallion to to being ambassador for the Kooi Rup Scouts and being selected to dedicate a tree in the Kooi Rup Avenue of Honour. An admirable work ethic is demonstrated in everything Emily sets her mind to. In addition to her studies and her commitment to Scouts and her netball team, she begins each day at 4:30 a.m. to work in the online order department at Woolworths Pakenham before school. Emily consistently expresses her true talent and passion for leading and inspiring others, exhibited in her roles as both a student representative on school council and a leader and mentor in Scouts. With the respect of her peers and other leaders, Emily has been applauded for her outstanding contributions as a member of the local scouting community, with which she's been involved since 2008. Most recently, Emily joined the Kooi Rup Venturer Unit in 2016.